This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed the nation's Air Force commander after an F-16 crashed earlier this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The fighter jet was one of at least six Ukraine recently received from Western nations. The Air Force commander's dismissal came after he ripped a Ukrainian lawmaker for claiming a Patriot air defense system brought down the F-16, though the Air Force did not directly deny that's what happened. Meantime, a Russian attack on Kharkiv killed six people. Zelensky points to those strikes as more evidence Western nations need to scrap restrictions on how weapons they donate can be used. At the Pentagon,
we will engage in detailed discussions about the situation on the front line.
Ukraine's defense minister did not mention the restrictions in his opening remarks while meeting with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
European Union defense ministers have agreed to boost their training program for Ukrainian troops. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Already, some 60,000 Ukrainian troops have undergone training outside Ukraine in coordination with NATO.
It has been a success, a great success.
And now the European Union's high representative, Josep Borrell, says 15,000 more will be trained by year's end.
This war requires a constant adaptation to the modalities of the war. The training has to be shortened and adapted to the Ukrainian needs.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian commanders have told the Associated Press they blame some inexperienced fighters for losing ground to Russia. They say some of the new troops had trouble assembling weapons and some refused to fire them at enemy forces. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Germany announced it's resumed flying convicted criminals of Afghan nationality to their home country on Friday, with the government eyeing polls showing a far-right anti-migrant party set to take first place in at least one of two elections in eastern states on Sunday. Zachary Goldman from Reuters has more.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Friday said his country had resumed sending flights of Afghan citizens convicted of crimes back to their home country. A post on social media by the nation's interior minister said Germany on Friday deported 28 criminals to Afghanistan. Berlin had halted returning people to Kabul due to human rights concerns after the Taliban retook power in 2021. But pressure mounted on Scholz's coalition government to reverse that suspension after a fatal stabbing in the city of Zulingen linked to Islamic State at a festival last week. At a memorial for the victims, Scholz vowed to step up deportations. The government on Thursday introduced a package of measures to tighten asylum policy and speed up removals. The resumption comes ahead of regional elections in two eastern states where migration is a crucial campaign issue.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice has ordered the suspension of Elon Musk's social media giant X nationwide after the tech billionaire refused to name a legal representative in the country. The move further escalates the months-long feud between the two men over free speech, far-right accounts, and misinformation. Justice Alexandre de Moraes had warned Musk on Wednesday night that X could be blocked in Brazil if he failed to comply with his order to name a representative and established a 24-hour deadline. De Moraes said the platform would remain blocked until it complies. Child abuse images have been removed from an AI image generator training source. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
The research database from the nonprofit Large Scale Artificial Intelligence Open Network, or LAION, is a huge index of online images and captions that's been a source for leading AI image makers. A report last year by the Stanford Internet Observatory found it contained links to sexually explicit images of children. LAION said it would work to fix the problem and clean up the database. A Stanford researcher commended the changes to the database, but said the next step is to withdraw from distribution the tainted models that are still able to produce child abuse imagery. I'm Ed Donahue.
Italian prosecutors have put under investigation two more crew members of the superyacht that sank off Sicily last week, killing seven people, their lawyer has said. The move widens the probe into the shipwreck, for which the ship's captain, New Zealander James Cutfield, is already under investigation for possible manslaughter and culpable shipwreck charges. Tim Parker Eaton, the engineer who was in charge of securing the yacht's engine room, and sailor Matthew Griffith, who was on watch duty during the night of the disaster, are now under investigation for the same possible charges, according to their lawyer. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.